This is GQDN for December 4th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Put in the code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase of all those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Great stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have an esports player taking a break. We'll tell you why. We got a couple of PlayStation stories, and we have a delay. But we will begin today with VG247 because XDefiant is shutting down. Ubisoft is closing XDefiant. And there was a blog post on the company's website that was written by the Chief Studios Portfolio Officer, Marie-Sophie DeWubert, and the XDefiant executive producer, Mark Rubin, on social media. So here's what DeWubert did write. Quote, "Despite an encouraging start, the team's passionate work and committed fan base, we've not been able to attract and retain enough players in the long run to compete at the level we aim in the very demanding free-to-play FPS market. As a result, the game is too far away from reacting the results required to enable further significant investment, and we are announcing that we will be sunsetting it. Concertedly, that means that as of today, new downloads, players' registrations, and purchases will no longer be available. Season 3 will still launch, and servers will still remain active until June 3rd, 2025. Out of appropriation for both of our dev teams who worked on it, and for XDefiant's active players." Rubin did add, quote, on Twitter, "For those who purchased the Ultimate Founders Pack, you will receive a full refund. Players who made any purchases within the last 30 days will also be fully refunded. Those refunds should happen automatically within 8 weeks of today, and you can find more details on our official website." Now that makes that total for Ubisoft of layoffs to 277. And Rubin, this past October, did deny the rumors of the shutdown. But the shutdown just did happen. So we shall see where all these developers go. Now we have a delay. GGmania.com did say that Commandos Origins is now delayed until March. And that comes from the publisher Calypso Media and Claymore Game Studios. The game was planned for a 2024 release, and now it'll be on March 2025. And that will give the team some time to take the bugs out of the game and get some player feedback from the recent closed beta and public demo. Commandos Origins will be available on PlayStation 5, Xbox, X and S, and on PC via Steam and the Epic Game Store. Now we go to Helldivers 2, because VG247 did say that Helldivers 2, at the end of the year, got some positive reviews. In fact, if you take a look at it on Steam, it's now rated as overwhelmingly positive. And that's because some of the players got back in with the new updates, and they really intensively liked the game. So much so that they got over 250 reviews, or 100 to 250 reviews, and they'd be getting over 100 or 1,000 within the same time span. And November 28th, they got over 3,000, almost 4,000 positive reviews in 24 hours. Why? Mainly because they have been nominated in some of the awards, according to the website. So can they keep it up? Will they win any awards? We shall see. Now we go to PlayStationLifestyle.net, and one of the former PlayStation bosses, Sean Layden, did say that maybe releasing PlayStation games on Xbox might not make any sense in the PlayStation market. Now see, he had an interview with Eurogamer, and they said that Layden said that there would be some negative reactions from the market where Sony could have followed Microsoft's footsteps. So here's what he said, quote, "Should PlayStation, with that huge market lead and the momentum apparently going forward, should build versions of their games to run on a competing platform of a much smaller size and scale? As the saying goes, I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze. Well, we shall see what happens with that. But he did some more talking via NintendoLife.com, because he was talking about Nintendo pairing up with PlayStation, but they had a fallout. And once again, he was talking with Eurogamer, and Layden was talking about the 1993 Computer Entertainment Show. And that's where the companies were supposed to announce their games and their collaborations. So here's what he said, quote, obviously, we were going to build, or rather we build, an optional drive peripheral for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Nintendo released cartridges had already maxed out their memory footprints, and so we, or rather Ken Kojagi, created the compact disc technology to support the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. And we were just about ready. I think it was at CES, the Computer Entertainment Show, 1993, we were going to announce the partnership, and Nintendo left us standing at the altar. After they did a pivot at the last minute and went with Philips. So there was Ken, proverbially standing at the altar with his optical disc drive in his hands, and ignorant, he went back to the leadership at Sony and at the time said, all I need is an OS operating system and some more connecting tissue for this thing, and we can build our own game machine. We moved out of Sony's headquarters to a place in Aoyama, which is about 20 miles away, but more in the entertainment district of Tokyo, because they felt it was important to the DNA of the company, and that was probably the best decision the company made. Now, because those consoles are made, the PlayStation Store now has an update. See what I did there? PlayStationLifestyle.net said that there's gonna be a bunch of games coming in, but we will talk about the essential first, maybe some of the bigger ones in a little bit. But the essential lineup is Aliens Dark Descent, It Takes Two, and Temtem. Those games will be coming, or those games are there now. PS VR games, Deadland, Polygon VR, and we have quite a few games, such as Buggo Buster, Buyer's Saloon, On the Stairs, Sky Aces World War II Air Combat, TCG Card Market Simulator, UFL, and Wolf Sim, Animal Survival, or Animal Battle Survival RPG. So those games are coming. That's as a side note. If we go back to the conversation via GamesRadar.com about Layden, and they were talking about the early days of PlayStation, and how he was working with the president, Terry Tokunaga, on the acquisition of Columbia Pictures. And he said that Sony always liked buying companies, but upon Terry's death, he gave Layden the job that doesn't exist anymore. So here's what Layden did say, quote, Terry asked me, what are you going to do now? Why don't you come and join us in this new company, Sony Computer Entertainment? I said, okay, that's great. What would I do there? He said, you would be a video game producer. I said, I'll be honest with you, I don't know anything about making video games. And Terry was very upfront. He said, it's all right, none of us do either. This is a perfect time to get in. We'll all make this stuff up as we go along together. Interesting, interesting. Now we go to the esports corner, because one of the players is going to be off the esports scene for a while, and that is Zine. He comes from the Alter Ego team, and Hyunpo Lee, Zine, did announce that he will be going to the military for his mandatory military duties under the South Korean law. So here's what he said, quote, it's kind of sad because I felt I was starting to understand CS2 more, and my performance was good lately. That's what he posted on Twitter. But he also had an interview with HLTV, which is where the story's from, and he had confirmed that his enlistment was coming. Now, he also said that he would be able to play and watch CSGO after work, and he did express his desire to return to competition after finishing his service, which usually takes about 18 to 21 months. So here's what he said to HLTV, quote, I could do something completely different from esports after this, or I could come back, but it might not be Counter-Strike. But if there's a competitive team with good players and a place for me, then yes, I would like to return to CS. Good luck to you, Zine. Good luck. Now, IGN did say that Path of Exile 2 will have release times, and they will have an early access pre-download that is confirmed. So that's in the forum post, and the PC client will be available for download at 5 p.m. Pacific time on December 5th, or 1 a.m. GMT, and on December 6th will be your local time. And the developer also said that the patching will begin for early access, so players may have a few remaining files that they will need to update at that time. So, early access global times. Pacific, 11 a.m. December 6th. Eastern, 2 p.m. December 6th. GMT, 7 p.m. December 6th. CET, 8 p.m. December 6th. Now, pre-downloads are available on Xbox right now, but not anywhere else. The Founders Packs will also be available for early access starts. That goes for PlayStation, and that'll be 11 a.m. Pacific time on December 5th, and you take your time from there. So if you buy the packs, you'll be able to pre-download on PlayStation 5. So go enjoy that one. And we will end today with Donkey Kong. IGN did make the post, and Game Boy Classic Donkey Kong Land 3 is now on the Nintendo Switch Online library. So this is what Nintendo America did say on Twitter. Quote, "Join Dixie Kong and Kitty Kong on an adventure to try to find the lost world. Donkey Kong Land 3 is now available for play on Nintendo Switch Online members." And they did put up the hashtag Game Boy. So that's what you're looking for. Go get it. It's on your Switch. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.